What is something of youth ministry that you dread?
What?
We'd love to address it.
So that doesn't.
We talk about all the positive things. Tell us something that's horrible.
That doesn't feel like that fits here.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hi. Welcome to the podcast. We are excited to be back with you, Pizza and Side Hugs. We've got Jake, Julia, Rachel, and myself. I'm Paul. We are really excited for another slice here at Pizza and Side Hugs. So this is kind of a mini podcast, just a portion of a typical episode where we kind of talk about a nuanced topic or give you practical tips. And today we're going to talk about different types of youth minister conferences. So not a conference for young people, but a conference for you, a leader. And the reason why we're talking about that is because we have a great conference-ish type of thing. We say it's part conference, part camp, and part retreat. It's called Campference.
Yeah!
And it's coming up in May, and we want you to join us, and we're going to tell you more about it at the episode. But we thought, later in the episode, but we thought it'd be a good opportunity to talk about, you know, adult conferences, youth ministry leader conferences. And so we're going to dive right into it. First question I have for all of you is, what is something that, when all of us have been to conferences, what is a reason why you look forward to going to them? What is something that you enjoy?
I love getting kind of a break from the everyday planning of youth ministry and getting a chance to think a little bit bigger picture about what we're doing and to strategize going forward. And so I get to hear all these ideas and kind of imagine what they might look like in our ministry.
I am thrilled to be the one that's not in charge of it. I am just, yes. I am ecstatic to not so have true. Thought about all the details and who's rooming where and how do you get here and did you print that? Oh, I am just pleased to participate, which from a person that loves to lead and loves control, that's different for me, but it is a fun thing when I get to a conference and I can just be there and pray for me and myself and my ministry and all those things and kind of be a little bit selfish when I think that so much of our ministry is giving to others, that to be there and like invest in what, yeah, we say is important for others to do. So yeah. For sure that.
That's awesome. I love meeting people.
Shocking.
So one of my favorite elements of every conference I've been to is just getting to know new people who are doing exactly what I'm doing. And then honestly, just first of all, just getting to know them. But it's so nice to meet people from around the country. So not just from Indiana or even Indianapolis area, hearing what's going on in their ministries, but also just to have some camaraderie to share about our joys and our struggles together. It's just always rewarding for me.
Yeah, mine's probably a little like what Jake said, but I love to get away and to be able to think and dream of new ideas. And so I oftentimes really value maybe going to a conference that it's going to give me things that I'm not even expecting to really stretch me and have me consider new ways of doing things that I've never.
The surprise.
Yeah. Surprise. That I've never considered before. So I love a conference for that. And then I think the cherry on top is when I can kind of combine it with what you were saying, Rachel, is then talking about it with somebody, right? Especially someone who has a different experience or hearing what they're doing and having that time to like really unpack it. Because I could get a new idea from a webinar, but I can't let it ruminate and I can't talk to someone else about it. I can't, you know, hear what their perspective is from where they're from. So those are the kind of things that I really love doing. And I guess I'm taking everybody's. I love getting away and just relaxing as well. That's a nice part of it.
Yeah.
And doing it with my people, my friends. Mm-hmm. And if they're not my friends yet, usually by the end, they are.
So what do you think is one of the best youth ministry conferences for youth ministers that you guys have been a part of?
Yeah, I can start. I have been to Notre Dame Vision a handle of times.
Or well, we said adult ones, so not
oh, correct.
Youth ones.
I'm sorry. I forget the name.
CYM.
CYM. Yeah. What does that stand for?
I'm just giving you a hard time.
Campus and Youth Ministers.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Now I'm just embarrassed.
Try it again. Start over. You don't have to be embarrassed.
You're not embarrassed.
It's just a handle of times.
I would have called it Notre Dame Vision, but like during that.
Yeah.
You
called it the right thing. I was literally just giving you a hard
anyway,
time.
Anyway, yes. Andy Vision. but they have a track for youth ministers and also invite youth ministers to bring along some key volunteers as well to be a part of the week. So the beauty of it that I loved is that I would bring teens to the teen element of Notre Dame Vision. But then I also got at the same time a week for myself. So I got to promote to get kids to go to an awesome experience. And then the whole week was very flexible. So I got to choose to what I wanted to go to. And so if I just wanted to take a nap, I could take a nap. But honestly, the best part was that they had awesome speakers come in and share their wisdom, but also not just about youth ministry nuts and bolts or ideas, but honestly just about helping us grow in our own spirituality. So for me, I loved it because it was an excuse not to just have to sit about ideas in youth ministry, but grow in my own faith journey. Yeah. And then to do it with other youth ministers who were trying to grow in the same faith journey as well. It was great.
Yeah, I was going to talk about the National Federation for Catholic Youth Ministries Exchange conference that happens. So NFCYM is the one that puts on NCYC. I feel like that's a lot of how people recognize them. So if you are not super familiar, but they do a conference every year, usually the first week of February, which is near my birthday. So obviously, of course, I'm excited that they're going to celebrate my birthday every year. So thanks, NFCYM. But that's not really the reason, but
no, but it's fun.
But do I love it? Absolutely. But really what I love about that one is, right, it's the National Federation. So you're understanding what's going on nationally in all of the youth ministry kind of around the country. So a lot of people that are there are diocesan directors. And so you're getting kind of like the top approach or the top
perspective.
Yeah, perspective. That's the word. Thanks. The top perspective of what's going on in different areas of the country. And then there's also associate memberships, which is what I am, because I'm at a parish. And so you will interact with diocesan directors. You interact with other youth ministers. There's also a lot of different organizations that are present there. Like there would be, you know, Ablaze Ministries and
EQ Saints
and Net Ministry and Project YM. I mean, it's
Marion University.
Mm-hmm. I mean, name it, and they're probably there. I know that the Catholic Connection, or the one that's at the college campuses,
Newman Connection.
I was like, as I said, mm-hmm. I could see the logo. But anyway, so there's so many different opportunities to network there and just to get good conversations about ministry with a lot of people that are doing really exciting things. And so you get to hear again from the national representatives of what they're thinking. And then there's also different breakouts on topics that are really relating to what's going on in ministry this year. So for example, one of them this year was kind of like a confirmation overhaul that they were talking about. And that's something that I've been really just like thinking about, praying about. And so it's a good combination of people and information. And it changes locations every year, which I also think is kind of fun because then you're checking out different areas of the country. And you know me, I love to travel. So there you have it.
We use LifeTeam resources at our parish. So I've been out to LifeTeam has a number of different conferences, but they kind of have a general youth ministers conference every year in Scottsdale, Arizona.
It's so hot out there. I love it.
It is very hot.
It is very hot.
So hot.
But it's an awesome, awesome conference to be a part of. I really enjoyed that conference because kind of what Rachel was talking about, there is a really working on your own faith element to that in a larger group than Notre Dame Vision would be. But the praise and worship opportunity there is very different from a lot of different conferences. And they have fabulous musicians and presenters in the large group. But then it always seemed like the breakout sessions were, man, like one step ahead of where I was about to get to in youth ministry coming up. They really thought ahead on those things, and it was fun to engage in a lot of different topics. It was also just neat to be in the southwestern part of the United States where there's a lot of awesome Catholic things happening and kind of meet some people from that area of the country and hear about what's happening. Particularly, we have a sizable Hispanic ministry at our parish, and so to utilize some of those resources and talking to people there. So that was always a fun one. That was, for us, that was often when you come to the parish and you become part of our ministry and we say we use these resources, this is the conference to introduce you to that, to go figure out what it means to be part of that particular group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm going to cheat and I'm going to say two.
Fine.
Classic Paul.
So for me, I think one of the things I want to highlight is I said this earlier, like I like getting new ideas and getting stretched. And so the two I'm going to highlight are Thrive Anuga, and I'm going to highlight Orange. And so I'll get more on that. So Thrive Anuga is something put on by Project YM, and I think it's a gathering or a conference or whatever you want to call it, like none other. It you get there and they're very intentional about who you are and kind of competing. You're competing the whole weekend to win prizes, but then throughout,
so fun.
Yeah, if you're a competitive person, you're gonna love it. If you're a person who likes fun, you're gonna love it. Like when I was there, every game that you played, you got a number of keys. And so your team got points, but then you also got a key, and one of the keys opened up a lockbox that was the main prize.
Oh, that's
so
no matter
how many games or things you won, you got more keys and more chances.
Shut up.
To win the prize.
I love
Michael
this.
Marchand, you are a genius.
So at the end of the competition, like at the end of the weekend, everyone got to start trying their keys.
Oh my gosh,
whatnot.
I can't.
A lot of fun. But cool. But other than the games, it's also really good with community and also amazing with giving youth ministers practical time to think about and think through the ministry that they're doing. So you come out of it with plans and ideas, and a lot of you're doing work on your ministry. It's not a go and think and then weeks after you have to start applying it. You actually do the work on the weekend, and they do a great job down there. Project YM. There's one for diocesan leaders, but there's also one for parish youth leaders as well. The other one I'm going to mention is, I said Orange, and Orange.
Wait, can I ask a clarifying question? Is it youth ministers or youth ministers and leaders? Like, could you bring volunteers to Thrive Anuga, or is it more for youth ministers?
Yeah, I think Michael would say that all are welcome. But there's definitely a level of being bought in that you want there. So if you're like selling somebody a youth ministry,
you wouldn't be like, hey, first time around, come with me. But like if you had someone that's been around and a dedicated core team member, that could be a place for them.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
And
just
I think the way Michael and Project YM works as well, I think that's a phone call. And we'll have links to all the different ones that we talked about in the show notes. And I think it's a question you ask Michael, and he's going to give you the best answer possible. So I don't want to necessarily speak for him and decide that for him.
Sure.
So the other one is Orange. So Orange is a ministry. We'll put a link to it. They do really great. It's not a Catholic ministry, but they do a really great job of approaching ministry from a relationship model.
Yeah.
They have a curriculum that they use that I'm not saying that you should be using that because it's not Catholic. But their approach to ministry, I think, is phenomenal. They really lean into small groups. They really lean into like how to know the kid in front of you.
Into parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
How to connect with parents and support families. So every April they do like a 3-day-ish conference in Georgia. Haven't been to that. But what every fall they do what's called an Orange Tour. So they normally go through the Midwest. They go to West a little bit, a little north, a little south, but mostly in the middle of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And they do 1-day stops. And if you can find one around you, I think it is a great use of your time for a day. I think you can bring a team.
But they always come to Indy.
Yeah.
Or at least for the last.
Yes, they did.
10 years.
They've always come to Indy. They're usually in October. This year was in November. I hope they move it back to October, but whatever.
They're probably listening to our Catholic podcast.
Well,
they'll probably hear that.
I've already talked to the executive director of Orange.
Of course you have.
And kind of said, why did you move it? But Kristen Ivy, who is.
That's amazing.
She's awesome. She just took over for the Reggie Joyner, who was the founder.
Did she really?
Mm-hmm.
Way to go, Kristen.
Yeah. So it's a 1-day thing. They serve Chick-fil-A for lunch, and it is really a great opportunity to kind of like hear some new ideas and practical ideas that you can start to like think about how that applies to your ministry. So I'd really put both of those up. Some other things we didn't talk about. There's a John Bosco conference that's most summers, not this summer because of National Eucharistic Congress. We'll put a link to that. LA Congress is a gathering of not necessarily youth ministry specific, but kind of all evangelization.
Religious education.
Religious education. Mm-hmm. That's in Los Angeles. There's something the National Catholic Network for Pastoral Juvenil Hispana, which is called La Red. So they do a gathering every year, a membership meeting. If you're a member there, so if you have a lot of Hispanic young people in your parish, always a good thing to kind of connect there. That's another one. I'm trying to think of what else. The other thing I think I would like, go out there and look.
Yeah.
Right? There's always some different conferences. But the one I really want to make sure you know about is
Camp Rents.
Yeah. So great.
Camp Rents. This year, Camp Rents is happening at CYO Camp Rancho Fermasa in Nashville, Indiana. It's happening May 17th through 19th.
Yep.
And why don't you guys talk a little bit about why Camp Rents is so great?
I love Camp Rents. It is different from any of those other conferences that we named, and it's just designed specifically for youth ministry leaders. I mean, one of the things I love about Camp Rents that's different, and Julia kind of posed this question earlier, is, yeah, it's for the professional youth minister at a parish, but it's also for people working in campus ministry, and it's great for volunteer teams of people. So mm-hmm. your core team of people, I always looked at it as a chance to get our core team leader from just a volunteer into somebody who's really bought into the ministry. If they could sign on for Camp Rents for a weekend at an affordable rate, which it is it was a game changer for them.
I also love that we bring in speakers who are just great youth ministry minds and sharing their wisdom. But unlike other conferences where you might hear them for maybe 60 minutes and then never see them again, they actually stay the entire weekend at Camp Rents. So you get to have time, yes, to hear their wisdom, to hear their thoughts, but also then to have lunch with them and get to know them, to pray with them, to go to another breakout session with them. So it's a really great opportunity to get to know these awesome people as they join us.
And I think it's because, that's not what I wanted to say. I think it helps that we're all from the same general area as well. I think that's something that's different about this conference, that a lot of times when you go places, you know, you're excited to meet people that are from all over the country or from different things. But what's unique about this is most of us are from the same, you know, 2-hour radius. Mm-hmm. And so we are dealing with similar minded people that have grown up in different ways. And, you know, of course, different cities are going to have, you know, different, you know, incomes or, you know, makeup of exactly who they're ministering to as people. But like, you are getting the same, somebody there is going to understand what you're going through. You mm-hmm. know, that's something that I've always loved is to get that and to really talk about those that you're walking in the vineyard with and see like if there's collaboration that you can do, or you're recognizing that you both have, you know, same issue or a same victory, and to be able to connect on that ground, I think is really cool to have it be with like your neighbors that are working in the churches around you, that maybe you know the ones that are just down the street, but yeah, the one that's an hour away, do you really know them? And so getting to spend extended time with them, I think, is just really, really unique and awesome.
And it's just fun.
I was going to say that.
Camp Rents is so great.
Yes. Well, you took both of mine, both of you before that,
oh,
too.
Oh, sorry.
We all apparently have the same experiences.
Yeah, it's like we're not just going to tell you about, you know, icebreaker games to play. We're going to try them out as a group. Or you're going to have a trivia night where you get to, really have some competition with people. Might
they
even
are
have
unhinged.
An adult beverage around the campfire. You know, it's like it's a really casual, fun weekend to get away and get to know people.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I would love to share, and Jake, you touched a little bit about this and like bringing your team and how affordable it is. Look, we're putting an episode to talk about how important it is to do this, right? Mm-hmm. To go to a conference to hear ideas, and this is something that is in your backyard. Or if you're listening to this outside, all are welcome. We'd love for you to drive. And it's unbelievably affordable. Like, you're not going to find a conference that is
so true
affordable as this one.
What are we talking, Paul?
Well, for early bird, if you bring a group of three, it's $99 a person.
For 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Each person, $99.
All your meals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You get a bed.
Yeah. That's for the early bird pricing. And if you don't hit the early bird pricing, it's still a great deal.
Yeah, you still can't hit it anywhere else, really.
When it bumps up. So it's affordable, it's reachable, and I think like you just gotta commit to doing it. I think as we just talked about the episode before this about the overnight for young people, this is an overnight in many ways for you. And like finding that way to build a community, to invest in yourself, in your ministry, I think is critically important. And I think Camp Rents does it a really unique way that, you know, time and time again, when people come off of the weekend, they're like, wow, this was really valuable. Mm-hmm. And it was a great time for them to maybe, as Jake said earlier, like talk with your team and have that dreaming time with them as well without the pressure of planning something for a week or 2 weeks down the road, right? Mm-hmm. You can really think big picture about this. So you should join us for Camp Rents. There's definitely going to be a link in the show notes for this one.
May 17th to the 19th.
At Camp Rancho Fermasa in Nashville, Indiana. So Yeah, and I guess as we wrap this up, as we talked about all these great things, we want to know, what is something of youth ministry that you dread?
What?
We'd love to address it.
So that doesn't.
We talk about all the positive things. Tell us something that's horrible.
That doesn't feel like that fits here.
I thought that flowed very well.
Conclusion.
Know.
Tell me something you dread. What?
No, I think that we're asking them to share something we're that we asking, can yeah. for a topic. Not, yeah.
Oh, we're asking the people to tell us?
Yes.
We're not. Oh, I literally thought that we were sitting here just like talking about what we dread in ministry. I was like, that feels like that came from left field.
Let's end on a low note.
We love conferences and we hate paperwork.
Let's go from conferences to confrontation.
Exactly.
That was
no.
good.
What?
Gotcha. You tell us.
Yeah, you tell us. What's something in ministry that you dread, you don't look forward to?
We'd love to slice it.
We'd love to address it. Maybe we'll talk God. A little bit about Working Genius while we're
Why
at
are you
it.
Laughing? These are called slices. Yeah. We'd love to slice it up.
Yeah. Email us, pizzasidehugs@gmail.com.
Slice it up.
This has been such a good time. Make sure, wherever you find this podcast, make sure that you...
Oh, subscribe!
And we'll catch you in the next episode. See you later, everybody.
Bye.